I'm Katie Harrison, and this is the Awaken Your Glow podcast. Together, we are going to create a new way of being radiantly healthy. And in the process, we will have so much fun. Hello, I am just so delighted to share this space with you today. And this topic, futuring the nows, comes, of course, as always, from an experience that I had. And I'm going to tell a story that occurred as inspiration for this podcast. We relate through stories, don't we? I love listening to stories. So I'm taking this opportunity to practice my storytelling skills in the hopes that something I share will resonate with you. And the intention is that together in sharing, we expand our awareness and really uncover what is possible when we release this addiction to the thinking mind that we've all lived with for so long. And I shouldn't say we all have lived with, just the majority of people that I have encountered on this planet have been primarily living through the mind. What does that even mean? Well, stick with me and let's head back perhaps a couple weeks to me out skiing in the spring sunshine. I'm on my cross-country skis. It's a beautiful sunny spring day. I can feel the heat of the sun as I'm skiing along, and it's so warm that I even have to take my hat off. I have my sunglasses on. I'm feeling just so enlivened by the return of the Alaskan sun, gliding along in the trail until I realize that the bottom of my skis are starting to stick. And as the day goes on, I'm sinking into the snow. And when I travel across the lake, there's this overflow of water that I'm skiing through. And I go from enjoying this glorious day to realizing that this is going to be my last ski of the season as I'm heading to Arizona the following day. And I had the feeling of sadness that something I'd been enjoying so much, in particular because now being retired, I can ski whenever I want. And it's just the most fabulous way to enjoy the outdoors, in my opinion, in Alaska in the spring. And then I'm realizing that I'm telling future stories about, oh, I have to put my skis away. And when I get back from Arizona, it's going to be mud season. And then how am I going to spend my days? I've been having so much fun in the woods. And during mud season, it's impossible to go outside on the trails and you're just restricted to pavement. And here I was telling all of these future stories. And I could feel my anxiety growing. I could feel fear kind of for my sanity with what was I going to do without my special outdoor activities that bring me so much peace and clarity. And I was not enjoying the glorious now because my mind had transported me to this imaginary future where I was telling a story of future unhappiness because this glorious skiing would not be available to me anymore. And I would notice my mind doing this and I would realize, well, that's really dumb. I should be here now enjoying this. But my mind kept going to the future. And when I have awareness that I'm doing this, I have a couple little mind tricks that I like to employ. One of them I've talked about is Ebb Tai Chi. I couldn't access that. I had no reason to believe that coming back in mud season was going to be even better than I ever could have imagined. So that was not accessible. I also didn't even think to ask myself the question, is this really true? Because it felt like such a reality that it was true. The snow was melting. It's getting warmer. There's no more skiing. This is how nature works. That was just the way my mind was going. There was one mind trick that I could use, and that was, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. And I had to say that over and over again and almost physically shift my attention to the now, back to the skiing, back to the sun. And then I'd pop into the future. And sometimes when this happens, I don't know if you can relate, you feel a little crazy in the head. Like, why can't I get rid of these thoughts? So the best I could do that at that time to bring myself back to the present, to actually enjoy the beauty of what I really wanted to be experiencing, what I was afraid of losing, I had to just say, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it, to kind of dissolve all of those future stories. So I finish my ski, I put my skis in the gear shed, I say goodbye, thank you for a glorious season, we'll see you next year, feeling a little sad about that, and then hop on a plane and go for a glorious week of sunshine with friends in Arizona. And while I'm in Arizona, it snows the entire time in Alaska. So when I come home, there is an abundance of skiing to be done. And it turns out it's even ebb tide chi, because now that I'm not teaching in the mornings, I can go skiing early in the morning. And because it's freezing at night and we still have snow, there's this glorious ski condition that we call crest skiing. And it means you can go anywhere without a trail and not sink, because there's a layer of hard crust that doesn't squish when you ski on it. So here I am, completely unbeknownst to the mind, skiing in the middle of April. It wasn't going away. Nature, of course, is doing its own thing and bringing more snow and colder temperatures to extend this wonderful ski season. But the story I'm telling provides me with evidence of how often the mind goes to the future and takes away from the now, which is the only thing that is real. And it reminds me of an Eckhart Tolle quote from The Power of Now. Eckhart says, "To be identified with your mind is to be trapped in time. The compulsion to live almost exclusively through memory and anticipation. This creates an endless preoccupation with past and future and an unwillingness to honor and acknowledge the present moment and allow it to be." So for this podcast, I'm primarily talking about the future interfering with the now. And to fully embody this passage from Eckhart, there are two premises or presumptions that I feel one can be open to. And the first is, I'm not my mind. I'm not the thoughts about the past or the future. I can be a witness to those thoughts, but I am not my mind. And then the other premise is that time isn't real. Time in the human sense is useful because of the way we've built our society, but the reality is it's only ever the now. It's only ever the now. We are living and experiencing and breathing in the now. When we're jumping to the future, we're in our mind and we are not our mind. Usually when we're jumping to the mind, I see the stories going two different ways. I've experienced both of these things. One way is fears about what will happen when this happens, and then this happens, and then what will I do? Anxiety about what is going to happen. In my case, when I experienced fear or anxiety, it was about the future. And I learned that coming back to the now and asking myself, is that even true, allowed me to release that anxiety. The other way I see the future's stories going is I will be happy when, I will be at peace when, I will be joyful when, I will be successful when, I will be satisfied when, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those stories deny the perfection of the now and hold some false idea about the future as a savior or as salvation. I'm thinking about early on in my health journey when I was really focused on the idea of goal weights or goal sizes, and I wanted to work towards being a certain weight or a certain size. And to do so, of course, I read the literature that says you have to restrict, you have to exercise this amount, you can't eat this, you can't do this. And I would restrict and deny my joy in the now in an attempt to get to a future place that would make me happy, right? So then maybe I'd get to that future size or that future goal weight, but the happiness wasn't there because immediately I'm thinking, whoa, how do I stay here? How do I not gain the weight back? How do I not have to buy new clothes and go up a size? Like what do I do? So then I'm in the fear and the panic about not keeping what I thought was going to make me happy. So I never experienced the happiness that my mind predicted would be there in the future. And that's because I had to learn how to find and own and be with the happiness now. It's always in the now. If you're promising yourself a future state of happiness, joy, love, peace, whatever, you might get there and realize that your next concern is that it's going to go away because that condition is what you think you need to give you that state of joy or love or peace, whatever the case may be. I also think about how when I was teaching, I would, in my earlier years, let's say, count down the days to vacation and just say, if I can only make it to my vacation, then I will finally get to relax and I will finally enjoy. And I would get to my vacation. And then the first day, I'm already thinking, oh my gosh, only 8 more days, only 7 more days, only 6 more days. What am I going to do? Oh my gosh, I can't go back, right? I was in that place of needing that external to give me that sense of peace or relaxation. When I began to practice finding the joy and the relaxation and the freedom in the now, what I discovered is that vacation would come and I was excited, sure, but I could honestly take it or leave it, right? Then I would go on vacation and be so pleased and joyful in the now. Yes, it's a wonderful experience, but I'm not afraid of going home because I know that I can activate all of these emotions in the now. It's always in the now. So I'm realizing both of those instances are in that vacation example. I'm holding on to a future idea of my happiness, right? By going on vacation, I get on vacation and then I'm predicting that I will not be happy when I have to leave vacation. Oh my gosh. So how kooky is the mind? The mind is just kooky when it's denying that everything you desire can be experienced now. And that everything you fear happening in the future is not real now. When I was reading The Power of Now this morning, I noticed I got to the specific part, I think chapter 3 in the book, and I had a question that I'd written in the margin from maybe the first time I'd read the book. And my question was, so how do we withdraw attention? Or how do we withdraw attention from the past and the future when they arise? And then I kept reading in the next page. Of course, there's an answer from Eckhart. It says, through self-observation, more presence comes into your life automatically. The moment you realize you're not present, you're present. Oh, I love this so much. The moment you realize you're not present, you're present. Isn't that the simplest thing? You just pay attention. Oop, not present. Oop, not present. Oop, not present. And you might have to do it over and over again. But those realizations, those awarenesses are what bring you back to the now. And the now is where everything unfolds, not the future. So why would we want to do this? I've heard people say, but the now is so boring. I don't like the now. I don't want to be in this now. I want to be in this future version of myself. Well, I gave a few examples. And one example is if you are relying on some future external make-believe existence for your happiness, it will be elusive. You might feel it for a moment and it will dissipate. You'll be looking for that next fix. If you are spending a lot of time worrying about the future, coming back to the truth of the now and what is real now can help reduce and relieve fear and anxiety. So to share the tricks or the cues that I like to use when I find myself in an imaginary future to bring myself back to the now, of course, you can use your senses. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you touching? What are you feeling? What are you tasting? Those are really good cues to ground you in the now. But also, I like to say, is that even true? Is it even true? And your mind will say, well, yes, for example, mine. Well, yes, the snow is melting. You're not going to be skiing anymore. It's going to be mud season. But nope, it wasn't even true. Another trick I've talked about is Ebb Tai Chi, just releasing that and allowing. I can't wait to see how it's going to be even better than I ever could have imagined. Ebb Tai Chi it. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. There's a reason that that saying has persisted. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. What's the point in worrying or stressing about it? Love that one. Now, I had a lot of fun writing up some journal prompts for you to enable you to dive into what stories you're telling about the future. And are your stories promising happiness in the future? Or are your stories invoking a sense of fear and anxiety in the now? Maybe you've already addressed and had a few resonate with you on this podcast, but I think it would be really valuable, at least I know it is for me, to sit and journal about different stories that you're telling. And I have a series of digging deeper questions that I know I would enjoy responding to with my inner being. So I'm going to post them at my website, awakenyourglow.com. And I would so love to hear from you because this is how we relate and co-create and expand. What stories are you telling? What ahas have you had? What is true now? Drop me a line, katie@awakenyourglow.com, or there's a comment box on my website that you can use as well. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you so much. I so loved sharing this joyful space with you. I can't wait to do it again. In the meantime, please email me your questions, katie@awakenyourglow.com. Sending so much love.